11 Eyes by J.D. Allen, read by Martin Young.
When I was 15, I caught wind of a community music group that met every week in the local sports hall. One night I plucked up the courage and scampered along with my Les Paul Junior copy wrapped in a bin liner. As I approached the sports hall, I heard what sounded like a dentist drill. Hugging my awkwardly shaped parcel, I entered. Inside, five men with guitars sat on plastic orange chairs in a circle. In the centre was a drum kit. Behind it sat a sixth man with an eye patch. His chair was black. There was no PA or mics, just one tall high-watt amp with a little mixing desk on top of it. All five guitars were patched into the high-watt. This was the source of the dentist drill. A rasped voice emanated from the circle. "Looking for your maw?" I shifted uneasily. "Is this the community music group?" Another, but no less grizzled voice answered. "Ignore that, Borsak. Aye it is. I'm Joe. Take a pew." A man pointed to a stack of orange chairs in the corner. 11 Eyes tracked me as I fetched a seat. "My maw doesn't even know I'm here," I huffed with affected nonchalance. "Park yourself here," said Joe, nodding to a gap in the circle beside him. Joe was lean and ruddy-faced, with mottled ash hair scraped back in a ponytail. I would have put him in his mid-50s, but he was probably a lot younger. This was Pollock in the 80s, where men withered quicker than a crisp packet on a two-bar fire. "Get your plank out then," said Joe. "My war?" The cyclopic drummer stretched a drumstick at the plastic bag on my lap. "He means your guitar, Publis. Leave my lane, Frank," growled Joe. I began to peel away black petals of polythene to reveal my little guitar. 11 Eyes in silence. Finally, a heavy-set man filling a Pink Floyd t-shirt wheezed his approval. "Nice paddle." "Do you like Bowie?" asked Frank. "Aye." "Good, because we're doing Gene Genie." "Do you know it?" asked Joe. "No." Joe grabbed my hand. "It's pish easy. Finger there, finger there, finger there." My hand was wreathed around the neck of my guitar like a grotesquely knotted vine. "That's A," said Joe, "and this is E. Just copy what I'm doing. All right." I nodded. "Right, Frank. 1, 2, 3, thumb. For Christ's sake, Shug, you're too early again. You said on four. After four. After four." "How'd you know say that then?" Jesus wept. "All right, Frank, again. 1, 2, 3, 4. Dum 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 da da dum 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 da 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 dum dum dum." Six guitars screeching and grumbling in unison. Dum 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 da 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 dum dum dum. Drums cracking and thumping all around the sports hall. Dum 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 da 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 dum dum dum. I was part of this cacophony. In that moment I decided this was the single greatest thing a human being could do. Could ever do. All at once, everything stopped. "Ow, wee boys." I looked up to find Frank's one eye on me, wide and white. He cocked his head towards the door. My mum had arrived early to pick me up.
11 Eyes was written by J.D. Allen and read by Martin Young. Produced by Angus McPake and Patrick Small.